Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. We've got some big news to announce before we get into things. Jason Bishop and Kip Branch's hard work, 4 years as a partnership doing this show. And after those 4 years of hard work, a couple of weeks ago, the word came down that the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch will be launching into Statesboro as part of syndication.
Awesome. Good news. Hard work does pay off.
Yes, it does. That will start next week.
And thank goodness all these outlandish predictions that you have made on this show did not delay the syndication. You know, I got a call, listeners, yesterday. Well, it was face-to-face. It was about 11:30 a.m. Had a friend getting ready to load up. He's going to go to Tifton to call a high school football game last night.
Oh, boy.
And I said, man, better be careful. You're going into a hornet's nest over there. We getting ready to throttle Tift County. I said, what? We're going to throttle them 34-14. Write this down. I said, okay, man, you better go over there and try to scratch and claw and get a win. Do whatever you need to do to get a win and focus on Lowndes after that. Ah, yeah, we're fixing to go throttle Tift County. Yeah, okay.
Who was that friend?
You.
Oh.
That was you yesterday. That was a recording, playback from my mind, a conversation that we had yesterday.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Bennett Auto Group, and by Georgia Sea Grill.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
We're going to get you some scores, get you updated from all the action last night. Southeast Bullock rolls Beach 32-0. Beach didn't even score on the Yellow Jackets.
Is that a rolling, considering what some of these other scores against Beach and Groves and all them has been this year?
You might see Southeast Bullock in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10
will.
Power Rankings next segment.
Of course you will. We're getting syndicated in Statesboro, so that means every Statesboro team that can be ranked will be ranked in a poll coming up. Yeah, good job. Statesboro market, yeah, you about to get what you paid for, because Jason Bishop loves him some Bullock County.
Liberty 45, Groves 0. Tift County stuns the Camden County Wildcats 21-14 last night in a loss for Camden that locks Camden into a 4 seed. They cannot do any better now. Camden will end up having to go on the road to North Atlanta to play North Cobb, the number one seed from Region 3.
We're going to throttle Tift County.
Lowndes wins the region last night by upending Colquitt 52-31. Valdosta winners over Houston 48-6. Lee 41, Northside 7. Effingham continues to try and push for a 2 seed in the Coastal Georgia region in 6A.
Pushing for a region championship in 2 weeks if they keep winning.
Yeah, I guess you're right. They got Brunswick on the docket.
Yep.
35-12 winners over Bradwell. Richmond Hill once again beats Glenn Academy. I know Glenn won last year, but it just seems like Richmond Hill every year finds a way to beat Glenn Academy, no matter how good or how young Richmond Hill is. They just got Glenn's number.
We're going to address the Glenn Academy football situation in segment three, which is, you know, also known as the butt hurt segment. We'll be talking about Glenn during that segment.
It puts Glenn Academy in a situation where they got to get some help to get in the playoffs.
Yeah, they've got to. Yeah, we'll lay out those scenarios coming up. But yeah, they got to win out. They got to beat Statesboro and have Effingham beat Statesboro next week as well. So they need some help from Effingham next week.
Speaking of Statesboro, they beat South Effingham 35-6. Coffee 33-13 winners over Veterans. Boy. Warner Robins 70, Wayne County 14. The season cannot end fast enough for Wayne County.
Does that mean Wayne County 7 points better than Camden?
Camden scored 34 points on Warner Robins.
Oh, that's right. They only gave up 77.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, okay.
Man, you get a little sensitive today.
Brantley 13-10 over Tattnall. Pierce, you might see them in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, beating Long 44-6. Johnson, 26-6 winners over Windsor Forest.
So?
Swainsboro nips Jeff Davis in a hard-fought defensive struggle, 15-14.
Jeff Davis was 7-0. Wow, that hurt. That hurt.
Mm. Vidalia goes down to Tombs 21-19. Brooks and Clinch didn't live up to the billing. Brooks throttled Clinch 56-16.
Yes, and Brooks County, Irwin, the next score you're about to, all them's probably on a collision course.
Irwin took down Charlton 36-7. Metter put 50 on Bryan County 50-26. Claxton upends Portal 20-15. ECI 20, Jenkins County 12. MCA 32-8 winners over Screven. MCA probably going to have to go on the road in the playoffs. Calvary Day just keeps on marching. 28-7 winners over Savannah Country Day. Savannah Christian 24, Aquinas 21. And the Frederica Academy Knights got off to a 1-4 start. They've won three in a row. They sit undefeated in the region. And next week, or this coming Friday, get your tail, if you don't have anything to do, get your tail into Bloody Marsh under the oaks on St. Simon's, because Pinewood comes to town, and it's going to be for the region.
You know, you were saying before the season, this is going to be a down Frederica team, and I said, nah, they might get off to a slow start, because I'm always fighting for the little guy here.
Okay,
and
yeah.
They might get off to a slow start, but by the end of the season, that's going to be a good football team. You know, as always, I'm right again when it comes to football-related stuff.
Frederica is a really good football team. Jordan Triplett rushed for a ton of yardage last night.
He ran for 436 yards.
Something like that, yeah.
Against St. Andrews. Golly, that's a lot of yards.
It is a lot of yards.
Coach Jarrett probably needs to send an ice truck to his house yeah, today.
Not a bad idea at all.
Jason Bishop and Kip Branch, the Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Not that talented and overpaid.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Region games all over the place last night. The Knights of Frederica remain in first place in the region, blowing out St. Andrews 44-6. Tiff County stuns Camden 21-14, locking Camden as a 4-seed. Glenn goes down to Richmond Hill 14-7 and now will need some help to make the playoffs as a 4-seed. MCA took down Screven 32-8, and Charlton could not upend Irwin County, losing 36-7. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Weekend Review.
And here we go. The SEC is likely going to limit alcohol sales at Tennessee games. My question is, who thought it was a good idea to get Vols fans drunk in the first place? When you wear that shade of orange when you're sober, what bad decisions will you make when you're intoxicated?
Prison orange.
Write this down. The Dallas Cowboys will win the Super Bowl. Welcome to the Dumpster Fire Hotel. Hi, do you have a reservation? Can you put us in a room next to Urban Meyer? Ain't nobody scared of no Max Scherzer. Farewell, Ed Ogeron. You will now be free to hang out with Urban Meyer as much as you like. Dolphins, what are you doing? You lost to Urban Meyer. It's official. Tua is a bust. Can someone please remind Ben Simmons that he is not Michael Jordan, not even Scottie Pippen, probably not even Horace Grant. Aaron Rodgers, you may still own the Bears, but the Packers still own Aaron Rodgers. Braves, you better get it done tonight. Black Panther 2 to be filmed in Brunswick. Long live Wakanda. And these are my thoughts.
You know, Jason, Max Scherzer is a scratch today.
Oh, wait. Wait, don't drop that yet. We got to do that all official.
All right. Max Scherzer is a scratch today for the Los Angeles Dodgers. The reason being reported, arm fatigue. Bullpen game for the Dodgers today.
We'll do that again. Breaking news.
Max Scherzer, scratch, arm fatigue. Better get it done today, Atlanta.
Reporting live, Kip Branch. Thank you, Kip.
You're welcome.
And now it is that time of the show where I give you the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. We'll review from last week. Last week at number 1, Appling. Number 2 was Brunswick. 3, Calvary Day. 4 was Metter. 5, Jeff Davis. 6, Ware. 7, New Hampstead. 8, Charlton. 9, Coffee. And 10, the Benedictine Cadets. And so here we go, checking in at number 10, getting back into the rankings for the first time in some weeks, the Pierce County Bears clock in at number 10.
They're back.
At number 9, moving up one spot, the Benedictine Cadets go from 10 to 9.
Okay.
At number 8, falling 3 spots, Jeff Davis.
falls from 5-8.
Tough loss last night.
Checking back into the rankings at number 7, the Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets. Check in at number 7.
Syndicated now in Statesboro. No big shocker here.
At number 6, moving up 3 spots, the Coffee County Trojans.
Coffee.
At number 5, moving up 1 spot, the Ware County Gators clock in at 5. At number 4, remaining at number 4, holding strong, the Metter Tigers. At number 3, down 1 spot, the Brunswick High Pirates come in at number 3.
Brunswick has lost both bye weeks this year. The 8-2 Brunswick High Pirates, they dropped. Lost to 2 bye weeks.
You don't lose in bye weeks.
Apparently, they've gone from number 1 to number 4 when they lost the first bye week. Now, off this week, lost last night to bye week, drop a spot to number 3.
Brunswick High is really good. They're the last undefeated team in 6A.
There's one more. There's another team called Cambridge that's undefeated.
They don't count. Number 2, down 1 spot, the Appling County Pirates fall from 1 to 2. And the number 1 team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Calvary Day Cavaliers move up 2 spots to reclaim the number 1 spot. We'll recap.
Yeah, recap, because I'm not commenting on Calvary Day School being number 1 in any kind of ranking.
You should. At number 10, Pierce, 9, Benedictin, 8, Jeff Davis, 7, Southeast Bullock, 6, Coffee, 5, Ware, 4, Metter, 3, Brunswick High, 2, Appling, and number 1, Calvary Day.
Calvary Day School.
Number 1.
Calvary Day School. Cambridge lost last night, by the way. So Brunswick High is the only undefeated team in 6A.
Well, that's what I just said.
Yeah. But you dropped because you didn't play yesterday, so you dropped in the rankings.
Brunswick High is a really, really good football team.
You got jumped by Calvary Day School, who couldn't stay on the field with you, but okay.
And once again, that's not what these rankings are. I'll explain it one more time. Just because a team is ranked ahead of another team, I'm not saying that team could beat that team head-to-head. What I'm saying is, within their schedule, they have played better with what they've had in front of them. They've done better within their schedule versus someone that's ranked behind them.
Could Calvary beat Pierce County? I'm asking you a question.
You're missing the whole point.
Answer my question.
There's no point in answering your question because that's not what the rankings are designed to do.
Right there in Savannah.
It's not what the rankings are designed to do.
Calvary beat Jeff Davis? No. Calvary beat Southeast Bullock? Probably. Calvary beat Coffee? No.
See, this is what he wants to do
every
single week.
Calvary beat Ware? No. Calvary beat Metter? Possibly.
No.
Calvary beat Brunswick High? No. Calvary beat Appling? No.
Every week he does this.
That's your number one team, and there's 8 teams in ranked below them that they can't beat.
I will tell you this, too. There were 2 teams that were on the cusp of getting into these rankings that missed out by millimeters.
Who is that?
Effingham. The Effingham County Rebels are on the very outskirts looking in, and as well as the Frederica Academy Knights. They are right there.
I told you don't insult these people.
I'm not
today.
Insulting anybody. I'm being honest. I'm giving you insight to the formula.
I ask you nicely not to insult these people today. You went ahead and did it anyway.
I'm not insulting anyone. I'm giving you insight to the formula. Effingham, right there. Frederica, right there.
On the way down here today, we're driving some men. Don't insult these people again today, please.
I haven't insulted them ever.
They tune in masses on Facebook Live, and by far, you know, one of our biggest audiences that watch on Saturday live on social media. And week after week after week after week after week after week,
you're being a little dramatic.
You insult their intelligence. These people are superior football knowledge people, and here you go using terms like milliliters and millimeters. You just barely missed
he's
out.
He's doing it in fluid ounces over here.
For the 1,317th straight week, you just barely missed out.
Actually, from down here.
Football season is here, and you know you will be tied up for the next 6 months, so why not tell her thank you for her understanding with a gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy. Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
For those listeners that listen to us on the radio and don't tune in to Facebook Live, you really should, because it gets even worse for me having to deal with Kip Ranch in those breaks when we don't have radio time being affected.
We're talking about your power rankings, and there's 9 teams that you got ranked below Calvary Day School that they can't beat.
Once again, I don't know how many times I have to explain this to you.
They might beat Southeast Bullock. I mean, who the Southeast Bullock beat that's significant? Other than Johnson and Beats and Windsor Forest.
Those are tough games.
Yeah, maybe in basketball season.
Do you want to just do your segment? And
sure.
All right, that'd be fantastic. It's the Kip Ranch Butthurt segment.
Welcome to this week's Butthurt List. Number 5, Jason, this week the Detroit Lions are 0-6, and they're not going anywhere fast. They're about to be on the NFL clock, and you know what that means? They'll be the first pick in the 2022 NFL draft.
Who would they take?
I don't know.
Huh.
That'd be a good question. They need a quarterback. Well, they need everything.
Yeah, I was going to say it's more than that.
Number 4 on the butthurt list this week, Jason. The Camden County Wildcats.
Oh, man.
Come on, mate. Their one signature win this year is against the 3-5-1 Glen Academy Red Terriers.
Oh.
You know, I'm just leave it right now. I know you do the Camden games on the radio and you know, and all that kind of stuff, and you bleed Columbia Blue and all that kind of stuff.
I sure do.
Get it.
But I sure do.
I don't do Camden games, and I watch a lot of football. Okay, and there's no way Camden should be sitting here right now at 4-5 and with the possibility of not winning a region game.
Lowndes comes to town next week.
I picked Camden to go 8-2, 9-1 before the season started. And you're sitting here at 4-5. That's just not going to cut it, guys. Just not going to cut it. You're better than that.
You want to move on?
Yes. Number three on the butt hurt list, and I'm not leaving you out of the equation either, the Glenn Academy Red Terriers.
Yeah, I knew he was going to do it. I knew it.
You're 3-5-1 and losing to everybody. Come on, guys. You just lost back-to-back weeks to Richmond Hill, then you lost to Effingham. You lost to Brunswick High again.
Camden beat them, too.
Camden beat them. I mean, you're Camden's signature win of the season.
Jeez.
You're 3-5-1, and you're in danger of not making the playoffs. That's unheard of. Wow. Get better. Beat Statesboro. Circle the wagons and beat Statesboro in 2 weeks.
Brunswick High has one good season where they're undefeated, like a really good season, and Kip Branch talks to you like he's an Alabama fan.
I'm just saying, Glenn Academy and Camden County have a combined 7 wins on the football season. Combined 7 wins. Mm. Number two on the butt hurt list, the 1-5 Miami Dolphins. Come on, guys. Is it going to get any worse? You just lost to the Jags in London on a last-second field goal. Pick up the phone, give Houston 3 draft picks, and get Deshaun Watson and get back on track. My fantasy football team would like that, by the way, too, because I was hoping that y'all wouldn't make that trade already. Deadline's coming. Dolphins, Houston, sitting by the phone, make the deal. And number one on the butt hurt list this week.
I'd like to hear this.
The Wayne County Yellow Jackets.
Oh, man. What?
Dude, they just gave up 70 points.
It's
when you give up
rough,
70 points,
dude,
you get on the butt hurt list.
It's been a rough go in Jessup. You need to have a little,
I'm not having
a little sympathy
any
for some folks.
I'm not having any. They're 0-8 and with Ware County coming in. They're going to Memorial Stadium in Waycross. Mm. They're fixing to be 0-9 and would be 0-10 if they didn't have a COVID game they missed. Fire everybody. I mean, Wayne County's going to be 0-9 in football. Come on. One school county with talent. It's not like they don't have talent up there.
I wonder what the attendance is like at JC Stadium.
I don't know, but it's probably... I don't know, but the sausage dogs at JC Stadium are next level. We give out state championships for sausage dogs, and JC Stadium is a top 5 program every single season because they're next level, but the football team hasn't been next level in 40-plus years. So to recap, number 5, Detroit Lions. Number 4, the Camden County Wildcats.
Man.
Come on, guys. Number 3, the Glenn Academy Red Terriers. Number 2, the Miami Dolphins. And number 1, the 70-point given up Wayne County 0-9 Yellow Jackets. 0-8, well, excuse me, I got ahead of myself. They're about to be 0-9 because they're about to play the Ware County Gators.
You need to be gentle with Wayne County.
I'm not being gentle with anybody. If my team was, kind of tanking it this year, you can bet that I'd be a lightning rod for people.
Yeah, you're right.
So, you know what? Get better. If you get on this list, that means get better. Period. End of story. Don't be running your mouth talking about we fixing to throttle somebody and then go and get in the car and drive 2 hours and get beat and then come the next day scared to make eye contact with people.
I'm going to be honest with you. That was a really good football game. That wasn't a game where you could say a call or a coaching decision or one particular play turned that game on its head and won or lost the game for either side. It was just a well-played game on both sides. And last night, Tift County was 7 points better than Camden. I mean, that is what it is. Camden played really well. It's not like they went out there and didn't play well. They did.
I expected more out of the Cats this year. I thought they'd be a solid home playoff hosting team this year. I mean, that's what I predicted. Well, I predicted that in the preseason.
What's going to happen is they're going to be the most dangerous number four seed in the state.
Okay.
They're going to be the most dangerous number four team in the state.
There's something about being dangerous in a 320-mile bus ride that kind of zaps that.
We will be heading back to my old stomping grounds up in Kennesaw. Of course, you know, Kennesaw State grad sitting across the table from you here.
If you go maybe a day early, you might can go hang out at Lookout Mountain, right?
It's Kennesaw Mountain.
Kennesaw Mountain. Go on up to Chattanooga. You're close.
Yeah, about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, we might.
Field trip out of it.
Might not be a bad idea. Take my son up there and show him around. Kennesaw's a pretty place.
Braves may be hosting a World Series game.
They got to get it done tonight, though. I'm going to be honest with you. You know, Kip dropped the bomb on you earlier that Max Scherzer scratched for the night. Dodgers going for a bullpen game. I'd like to see him get it done tonight. You know, Kip, you made a point earlier. They got Walker Buehler rested and ready to go for Game 7.
Nothing about him scares me.
When I think of Walker Wright, when I think of Walker Buehler in the playoffs, I'll give you two words that come to mind. Ronald Acuna.
Yes.
That's what I think about when I think of Walker Buehler in the playoffs.
You think the Dolphins should pick up the phone and make that deal?
For Ronald Acuna? Everybody should trade for Ronald
Deshaun
Acuna.
Watson.
Oh. What's going to be in the draft market coming out of college, quarterback-wise?
Coming out of the SEC?
See, the problem is with Tua is in order to get a quarterback, you're probably going to have to send him back somewhere and...
Send him to Houston.
How much value does he have?
I don't know.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Golden House Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden House Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden House Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates! Football season is here, and you know you will be tied up for the next 6 months, so why not tell her thank you for her understanding with a gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. That was weird.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Dodgers have also put Joe Kelly on the IL. They brought in David Price to replace him. So we'll see how that goes. Max Scherzer, if there's a Game 7, maybe he pitches out of the bullpen. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe so.
All right, if you need to make a little bit of extra money, listen to what I got to say. We're about to do our college football pick 'em.
Here's what he said yesterday. We're going throttle, Tiff County.
Coastal Carolina has already gone down to App State 30-27, SMU throttled Tulane 55-26. Wake Forest at Army, what number are they?
16.
16. I'm going to take Army.
I'm going to take Army, too.
I think Wake Forest dream run ends. Illinois at number 7, Penn State. I'll take the Nittany Lions.
I'll take Penn State.
Cincinnati at Navy, number 2, Cincinnati. Cincinnati wins.
I'll take Cincy.
Northwestern at number 6, Michigan. Michigan wins. Northwestern gives them a game.
I'll pick Michigan.
Number 3, Oklahoma at Kansas. The next good opponent Oklahoma plays, they'll probably lose. Kansas isn't it. I'll take Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Wisconsin at 25, Purdue. Purdue gets in the top 25 after beating Iowa, but they're really not that good. I'll take Wisconsin.
I'll take Purdue at home.
10, Oregon at UCLA. Oregon, I'll take the Ducks.
I'll take UCLA. Oregon's got the worst defense in the Pac-12.
LSU at 12, Ole Miss. LSU's beyond a dumpster fire right now. I'll take the Rebs.
I'll take Ole Miss also, but don't be surprised if LSU wins this football game.
Okay, Clemson at number 23, Pitt. Unranked Clemson at 23, Pitt. I'll take Clemson.
I'll take Pitt. Huh? I have no confidence in Clemson. I watched them beg the football gods for that kick against Syracuse to hook wide left last week. Pitt's winning today.
Number 8, Oklahoma State on the road at Iowa State. I'm taking Iowa State to knock off the Cowboys.
I'm taking Iowa State, too.
Tennessee at number 4, Alabama. Alabama wins.
Yes.
22, San Diego State at Air Force. San Diego State, they're a good football team. They win.
Yes, they do.
24, UTSA at Louisiana Tech. I'll take Louisiana Tech.
I'll take UTSA.
University of
Texas, San Antonio. Six,
that's what I was about to say. 18, NC State at Miami. Miami's just not good. I've got no confidence there. NC State, a better team. I'll take NC State.
NC State is going to win the ACC.
Number 5, Ohio State at Indiana.
I'll take Ohio State.
I'm taking Ohio State, but Ohio State struggles. South Carolina at number 17, Texas A&M. I'll take A&M.
I'll take A&M also.
USC at 13, Notre Dame. Who cares? Notre Dame.
I'll take Notre Dame.
In the SEC, Mississippi State and Vandy. I'll take Mississippi State.
Yeah, Vandy, they're awful.
In the ACC, UMass coming off their first win in forever. They go to Tallahassee to take on the Noles. Can they build on the momentum and get their second straight win against Florida State? I say no. Florida State wins.
No.
Okay.
Florida State's beating UMass.
Syracuse at Virginia Tech. I'll take the Hokies at home.
Me too.
Georgia Tech at Virginia. Kind of flip-flopped here, but Virginia's a good football team. I'm going Virginia.
I don't know about good football team, but they'll be good enough to beat Georgia Tech. I'll take Virginia.
They're 5-2.
Man, they're in the ACC.
In the AAC, Temple at South Florida. I'll take Temple.
I'll take South Florida.
Texas State at Georgia State in the Sun Belt. I'll take Georgia State.
Me too.
In the Big South, the Kennesaw State Owls at Campbell. Hootie hoo. I'll take my Owls.
I'll take the Owls too.
SoCon, Wofford at Mercer. I'll take Wofford.
I'll take Mercer just because they're at home.
In the Gulf South, Valdosta State at Mississippi College. I'll take the Blazers.
Me too.
Shorter at West Florida. I'll take West Florida.
West Florida coming off a loss. Yes.
North Greenville at West Georgia. I'll take West Georgia.
I'll take West Georgia too.
All right. So if you need some quick money, some extra Thanksgiving money to get you started, extra Halloween money to get some candy. Remember the picks I made.
Possibility of the biggest upset of the day.
Indiana beating Ohio State.
I'll say LSU over Ole Miss.
That's the biggest one? That doesn't really shatter my earth.
I mean, Ole Miss is getting rid of their coach at the end of the season. And
you mean LSU?
I mean LSU. So Ole Miss is, what, ranked 13 or 14? They're up there pretty high. So, yeah, not a big, good slate of college football today.
No, Georgia not playing.
Yeah, they're not playing. Florida not playing. And Florida, after last week's debacle, which I picked, by the way, I just wanted to remind you of that.
Oh, we want to talk about big games we picked. You want me to do it?
Yeah, you picked Alabama to lose 2 weeks ago. That's your crown jewel in 4 years of picking football. That's your crown jewel game. You got one right, buddy. You got it right. Two weeks ago. Oh, got it right.
And I texted you, too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you did.
I did.
Yeah, you didn't text me last night, though. After you talked smack on text all day about Camden's going to throttle Tiff County, I didn't hear. All I heard last night was crickets. I took my dog out and walked. All I heard was crickets. I come back inside, look at my phone. My phone's making cricket sounds. I said, dang, I thought I'd hear from Jason Bishop. Nah, must not have been a good signal on Highway 82 coming back towards Glenn County.
There's a lot of back roads back there.
It's all four-lane highway, man.
Back roads.
Four-lane highway. I figured they'd have a decent phone signal, but I mean, apparently not.
Have you ever made the trip over to Tifton from Camden County?
No, you made it from Brunswick.
Well, yeah. Have you ever made that trip from Alpha 82?
Yeah. I mean, I've done that a few times.
Waycross.
Yeah.
And then whatever comes after that, Willacoochee. Whatever.
Yeah. Pearson, Willacoochee, Enigma.
Hey, Hira.
No, that's just north of Valdosta.
Oh.
See, again, geography is not your strong point on this show.
There's not a Hey, Hira over there.
Yeah, it's on I-75 north of Valdosta.
I swore I saw Hey, Hira on the way.
Yeah. If you did, then you got lost on the way home last night.
No, on the way there.
Yeah, okay. Well, then you got lost on the way over.
Could have swore I saw a Hey, Hira. Hey, Hira's where?
What you didn't see was a throttling last night.
It was a good fought game, hard fought game on both sides, and you know Tift came out 7 points better. They had a huge onside kick. That was a key moment of the game. They got the ball first in the second half. Tift did. They ate the entire quarter basically. They scored a touchdown to get the game tied, and then they surprised Camden with an onside kick and recovered. And then went down and scored again. Camden didn't touch the ball in the second half until there was about 30 seconds left to go in the third quarter. That was it. That was the first time they put their fingers on the football.
Gotcha.
That was the biggest play of the game, was the recovered onside kick by Tift. If Tift doesn't get that kick, yeah, I think we're having a different conversation today.
We've had the same conversation a lot this season, 5 times already.
Well,
I mean, that's a repeat conversation.
The schedule was brutal, man.
You got a signature win.
You want to talk about Camden's schedule, and, you know, Brunswick High is up there playing, you know, New Hampstead and Beach and Windsor Forest.
New Hampstead's been in your rankings all season until yesterday. Till today, they lost yesterday. I mean, those are your rankings.
I'm just making a point.
Okay.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
I'm just saying, Lowndes, get ready. You're going to come walking into a hornet's nest Friday night here in Camden.
That's some rough hornets last night in Tifton. So just return the favor next week. They're probably coming here probably a little cocky. They've already clinched a region championship.
Yes, they have.
Did they set people out to get ready for the playoffs? Or they roll over here with kind of like a souped-up JV team to try to get ready for the playoffs?
I hope they bring their A game. I hope that they play Ja'Kari Brown, of course, who is quarterback for them, who's committed to Miami. I hope they bring him because it's going to be a long night for Ja'Kari Brown.
Okay.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Georgia Sea Grill and by Parker's.
2022 is almost here. Thank goodness the Georgia Sea Grill would like to thank all of our friends and guests for supporting us through the craziness of 2021. And don't forget wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift cards available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com. We'll call 912-638-1197, the Georgia Sea Grill.
Man, I'm getting thrashed here on Facebook Live. Folks saying that I'm not good at math, and now I'm showing that I'm not good at geography either.
Well, I mean, you didn't last year, you didn't even know where Fitzgerald was. I mean, you were coming up with geographical rankings, and then you got called out on your lack of geography, so you changed the parameters this year on your rankings and made it just coastal, kind of coastal area of Georgia. 912 is the area code.
Fitzgerald starts with F. I can tell you that.
Yeah, you didn't know where it was though. But
state of Georgia.
Okay, it was just a few miles north of that throttling you took last night.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's over there by Tifton, about 30 miles from Tifton. Fitzgerald is. Yeah.
I knew that. I was just testing to see if you knew that.
Yeah. I know that. I've been to Fitzgerald many times.
Really?
Yeah.
What took you to Fitzgerald?
I'm not going to say.
The Atlanta Go Purple Tornadoes. Yep.
Purple Hurricanes. Well, okay.
Same thing.
All right.
It's a big windstorm.
Yeah, it is a big windstorm.
The Atlanta Braves need to get this thing done tonight. Scherzer has been
scratched. Arm fatigue.
They're going to go with a bullpen game. David Price has been activated for Joe Kelly. I'm kind of surprised they're not going to give the ball to David Price tonight. All that World Series experience.
They could. You never know. How old is David Price?
Late 30s probably, right?
He's probably still got a big game left in him. Or two. I would guess anyway.
I mean, I don't know. If you want to Google it.
No, I don't want to Google it. I'm just, you know, Max Scherzer, that's big news, him not making the start today, because if you hear the Dodger fans tell it, you know, they had to get through the bullpen in game five just to get back to Scherzer and Buehler, and they were set after that. Now Scherzer's not going to go, so they got another bullpen game today.
See, this is the thing with the Dodgers, right, as a Braves fan, kind of seeing things for what they are. Oh, well, if we get through game five, we're going to have Scherzer and Buehler set up for game six and seven, right? And let's pretend Scherzer didn't get scratched. We're going to have Scherzer and Buehler for game six and seven. Well, one, you're playing game six and seven down on the road in Atlanta, point right. one. Point two, Max Scherzer don't scare the Atlanta Braves.
No. I mean, they beat him around when he's with the Nats for years.
They saw him five, six times a year, and they were never intimidated. Typically, they go out and put three, four runs on him.
That's right.
So Max Scherzer don't scare the Atlanta Braves. And if the Dodgers somehow found a way to get it to game seven, they hand the ball to Walker Buehler.
Who lost game one to the Braves.
Game two, well, no, it was game three, and the Braves ran him out after three innings.
That's
four
right.
innings.
Yep.
Braves ran him on after four innings. He didn't even get to the fifth inning. And let's not forget, it's all etched in our memories, the last time that we saw Walker Buehler, or a couple times ago, actually, a couple times ago, we saw Walker Buehler pitch against the Atlanta Braves when the Dodgers were a huge favorite back in 2 years ago in the NLDS, and the Braves had to have a game, and the Dodgers put Walker Buehler in there to close us out. Got two words for you. Ronald Acuna.
Grand slam.
Yeah. So Walker Buehler don't scare nobody either.
Some things are playing into effect here. I mean, curse of Georgia sports. Georgia, second 26, 4 years ago in the national championship game. Falcons blow the largest World Series, I mean, the Super Bowl lead ever in the third quarter and lose. The Hawks last year, they should have won that series. And the Hawks might have, should have maybe stole an NBA title last year. Braves, you know the Braves over the years, all those pennants, only one world championship. 2012 with Georgia inside the 10 against Alabama in a de facto national championship game. Just, it's out there. Somebody's got to break this curse. The Braves, can you do it today?
I just had a thought. It just dawned on me.
What's that?
The Atlanta Braves are going to win the World Series the same year that the Georgia Bulldogs win a national championship. Georgia fans, Georgia sports fans, we're going to have a World Series title and a national championship in the same year.
Why'd you do it to us?
What do you mean?
Why did you do it? You, when things come out of your mouth, that's like a curse. Why? Why'd you do it to us? You just did it to us.
I'm just telling you facts.
You're not telling us anything.
We're going to win a World Series and a national championship in this state this year. That's amazing.
It'd be nice. It would be nice. Braves can start it, though, by finishing off the Dodgers today. I do not want to see, you know, I do not want to wake up tomorrow morning and talk about starters for Game 7. Do you?
No, I don't. I'd rather go to bed tonight. Feeling good, celebrating, heading to the World Series, and winning our first World Series since 1995, because the Astros ain't beating the Braves.
Astros are a hot team right now.
They don't have the pitching
they're
that the Braves
have. They're hitting
the
ball. They're knocking the cover off the ball.
That's true. They are hitting the ball, but in playoffs, typically, you'd like to believe, pitching wins series. The Astros pitching doesn't match up with the Braves pitching.
Not on paper. But
we're going to win a World Series and a national championship the same year. How awesome is that?
Did you hear the big giant just sound last night when the Astros beat the Red Sox, and the Major League Baseball executives and national baseball media didn't get that Red Sox Dodgers World Series they've been lusting for?
That's what they wanted, Red Sox Dodgers, and the Dodgers aren't going to be there either, so they're going to get Braves Astros.
You know, maybe not a big ratings bonanza, but, you know, Houston's a big city, a big market. Atlanta's a big market. There'll be plenty of people watching. I know I'll be watching.
I will.
Yeah.
I'll be watching the Braves win the World Series, and then later on, well, early in 2022, I'll be watching Georgia win a national championship in the same year.
Georgia's got to get by this trap game next week in Jacksonville. It's a trap game.
That would be the Florida Gators.
It is a trap game. It's setting up as a trap game. Everything's falling into place as a trap game. Kirby, have them ready.
Ain't nobody worried about no Florida Gators.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Region games all over the place last night. The Knights of Frederica remain in first place in the region, blowing out St. Andrews 44-6. Tiff County stuns Camden 21-14, locking Camden as a 4 seed. Glenn goes down to Richmond Hill 14-7 and now will need some help to make the playoffs as a 4 seed. MCA took down Screven 32-8, and Charlton could not upend Irwin County, losing 36-7. Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.